This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Wheat planting is just around the corner, and most farmers have their seed purchased and are getting their drills ready. Here are some tips for planting wheat from K-State Wheat Specialist Romulo Lotto. First and foremost, and one I consider of great importance, is to slow down and ensure the planter is planting evenly and at the proper depth. Most drills plant best at around 5 to 6 miles per hour. I've seen some air drills able to plant okay at slightly higher speeds, but none do a better job going faster. Drills have a tendency to pull up in the soil at higher speeds. A good amount of down pressure can help, but this won't fix all the issues. At times that I've seen problems with shallow seed depths and drill jumps tend to be much worse in no-till fields in corn stubble. The stubble and firmness of the soil makes the seedbed uneven. The ideal wheat seed depth is usually 1.5 inches. When planting into warmer soils, it is important not to plant too deeply as the coleopeptile, the little bit of stem between the seed and the soil surface, will be shorter than usual. This can cause the wheat not to make it out of the soil surface. Seeds that are too shallow, sometimes even germinating on the soil surface, will be at risk for winter damage or late freezes. This wheat can often look fine going into the winter and even into early spring, but will then start to slow down and turn yellow. This is because the plant cells in the crown were damaged, so sugars aren't getting to the roots and nutrients aren't getting to the leaves. Of course, another planting tip is something we always talk about, not planting too early. One problem with planting early is getting past the Hessian fly point, but that's less of a problem in this area. Mostly, it's because big bushy wheat tends to have worse problems during winter and greening up during the spring. Wheat can be planted early for cattle grazing, as the cattle keep the wheat short. Wheat planted for cattle grazing needs to have seeding rates increased and slightly more nitrogen. Soil fertility is important, for wheat has a lot to do before preparing for winter. Poor fertility can slow it down, reducing tillering. Nitrogen rates of around 20 to 30 pounds in the acre in the fall. Fields planted no-till or into stubble that have been rough tilled might need an extra 10 to 20 pounds of nitrogen to compensate for the high carbon corn stubble. Fields with low phosphorus levels can be in-furrow or side-fertilized with starred fertilizer. This will help with early growth in low-testing soils, generally in fields below 15 parts per million phosphorus. pH in the field is also important, and in this area, the surface soil needs to be above 6.0 for most crops. Seed treatments can be important as well to reduce fungal issues like smut or protect against the fall wheat insects like aphids and mites. Bin run wheat is more likely to carry some of the fungal diseases from generation to generation, so treating seed or starting fresh with purchased seed is needed from time to time. If you have any questions about wheat planting, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.